The Indian in the Cupboard by Lynn Reed Banks. Copyright Burlington Books, 2011. Chapter 1. An Unusual Birthday Present. It was Omri's 14th birthday, and his friend Patrick gave him a plastic figure of a red Indian.
Oh no,
thought Omri.
Not another plastic toy.
But he smiled and tried to look happy.
Thanks, Patrick,
he said.
He's fantastic.
Omri's brothers, Gilon and Adiel, gave him a small medicine cupboard with one shelf.
We didn't have money for an expensive present,
Gilon explained.
But I found this in the street and we both liked it. You can lock it, but first you must find a key.
It's great,
said Omri.
Thanks a lot.
Omri's mum liked the cupboard.
I've got a box with lots of keys, she said. Maybe one of them will fit.
Omri tried many keys. Finally, he put a very old key in the keyhole, and it fit. Omri was very happy. Now it was his private cupboard. He put the red Indian inside and locked it with the key. The next morning, Omri heard a strange noise from inside the cupboard.
What's that noise?
Thought Omri. Omri unlocked the door and saw the Indian in a dark corner of the cupboard. But he wasn't plastic anymore, he was real. The terrified little man pointed a small knife at Omri.
Am I dreaming?
Thought Omri.
Does he want to attack me?
The Indian jumped from the cupboard to the floor.
Don't touch me or I'll kill you!
He shouted ferociously.
It's okay, said Omri. I'm your friend.
At that moment, Omri heard his mother on the stairs. He quickly locked the Indian in the cupboard again.